gas and getting him from behind is Hurst. And the pass is intercepted. Demontre Hurst.
Tell me about Lancaster, Texas.
Went high school there, of course, Lancaster. And I'm just going back, talking to a few coaches, a lot of kids. Pretty much are looking up to me, and you know, I'm just glad I can be some type of inspiration to them.
Was it a tough upbringing?
The biggest change for me was probably my sophomore year when pretty much my mentor now, my guy, one of my best friends, my coach, Aaron Fletcher, pressured me a lot and made me realize that, you know, football might be my way, you know, into college. Had multiple scholarships coming at me, so he paved the way for me, and I just took advantage of it, and you know, I just kept it going throughout college.
Was he your father figure?
He was the guy that really connected with me. You know, he saw something in me going to high school. You know, high school is kind of a difficult moment for a lot of teens. He's coaching back in Houston, Houston Baptist. He has me talking to his guys. I'm kind of like the mentor for his people. I'm just glad I can be, you know, in a position to, you know, help someone that helped me when I was back in my teen days.
You know, you got a coach who, he coaches tough, John Hoke in the secondary. At a minimum, you earned a heck of a nickname from Coach Hoke.
I believe Coach Tuck might have saw me walking down the hallway and said, "Do I know Elroy Hurst?" And I never heard of him. And I guess it reminded him because of my last name, Hurst. And he said, "I should look him up." And it was some guy that was, you know, pretty much a nice, good football player back in the day.
It wasn't just some guy.
Yeah.
Elroy Crazy Legs Hurst.
Yes, exactly. So Elroy Hurst, Crazy Legs. That's kind of a name that stuck with me. I believe that's my name now. So, I mean, Elroy it is.
Coach Hoke says he's calling you less and less Elroy and more Demontre or Hurst because you're making plays. You're playing a very difficult spot on defense.
Yeah. The nickel spot is very difficult. A lot of people, you know, think it's just a position, but it's far more than just a position. It's almost the whole defense in one position. You almost have to be the quarterback. You got to know what every single person is doing because each person on the field is affecting you. So, I mean, you have to know what the right side of your corner is doing, the D-line on your side is doing, even the linebackers. I'm earning that trust from them. They're earning my trust.
And it's a starter's position.
You know, Coach Hoke, he's happy about me making the plays, but it's the small things as far as technique that can make the play even more extravagant and, you know, I can make a bigger impact.
How do those arms help you to play people press and 37-inch vertical jump too, so you can still play with size?
Coach Hoke always tells us, you know, me, Al, and Kyle, we're blessed to have long arms.
We're talking Kyle Fuller and Al Lewis.
Yeah, Kyle Fuller, yeah. We can almost stand up and touch our knees, so he definitely wants us to use those long arms to, you know, jam the guy's shed, and it gives us an advantage. You know, a lot of people don't have long arms like us, so he always presses us to use our arms, get those guys off us, and even going up for the ball, just stretch them out as far as you can and go get it.
You got Matt Ryan in Atlanta for number one, so you're always going to remember that. Did you get the ball?
Yes.
And does it mean a great deal to you?
For me to just to close out the game on an interception and, you know, have the whole team, the coaches, the offensive side of the ball, you know, believe in me that I could play this position. And for me to get the interception against Matt Ryan, trying to throw it to Julio, built a lot of confidence in myself since then, and I just know, you know, I really want to, you know, play this position for a while, and I think I can get some more interceptions against some more, you know, elite quarterbacks.